Blog Talk Radio.
To another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of TDR Radio. That's right, Thief Dog Records Radio, which your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, thief to high priest. And that's me, and what's good? Hope you guys are doing good tonight, man, coming at you on a very special episode and edition. Very proud and humbled and honored and all that good schmaltzy stuff to share with all of you that this episode is the 100th episode of TDR Radio. I did it, man. Incredible. So I decided for the 100th episode, I'm actually just going to go dolo tonight, man. I'm going to spend some time talking a little bit about the show, what it's meant to me, my artistry, and just a couple other things, whatever may come to my mind this evening. You know, it's talk radio, so I'm going to talk on the radio, man. That's what we do. So thanks for joining me. Hope I get some plays on this. If not, I guess I'll just sit up here and talk to myself for a half hour. It's good, man. It's good. Hey, starting off the top of the hour, you know how I do it, man. Always, this is my promotional vehicle. I always start my shows off with one of my very own songs. And I've also decided to highlight a part of me that was very, very a focal point of my artistry at one point, my DJing. For those who don't know, I am the artist formerly known as DJ Thief. And that track that we started off the top of the show with is actually called Melancholy Cuts. How this came about is this was on an unreleased album that I did called The Next Big Heist. It was supposed to come out like 1998, never came out. It is what it is, but this was like a closing, like a DJ cut that I had for the record. I actually took the instrumental that was on Herbie Hancock's Headhunters record. It's his version of Watermelon Man. I took it, sped it up to 45 RPM, and I went back and forth on two different tracks with all kinds of different cuts and scratches. So always, that was always a lot of fun for me, man. When back in like the 90s, I would say from like 91 till really about like the early 2000s, I put in my time doing some DJing, man. And again, you know, the name was DJ Thief. I had a record out from in 1997, my signature CD called DJ Thief Lyrical Liquor. It's considered, very humbly again, it's considered a Milwaukee G-Funk classic. This is something that it's featured on some blog sites, and it's stood the test of time. It's almost 20 years old. It's what's 18 years old this year. So that's incredible that, you know, when you know, once you start getting older and you've been doing music, and especially in hip-hop, man, the years just seem to fly by, and you look back and you just think about all the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the dreams, man. It's a journey. It's not even a road. It's just a long journey. It's kind of been never-ending for me. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that track, and, you know, I changed my name. I kind of changed my name from DJ Thief to Thief to High Priest. The actual name, the entire name, it was like one of those, you know, Bushwick Bill has this really long Bushwick Bill. So he had some really long name. His entire name was something weird, the Baron or something. Any Ghetto Boys fans, you'll know what I'm talking about. I should have that down, but unfortunately I don't. Whatever. But my name was DJ Thief, the High Priest of the Funk Church. Okay, so I just wanted to, you know, the DJing thing, that just, I kind of was coming across like, and I kind of wanted to come across like a DJ quick anyway, and that was cool. I was a rapping DJ, West Coast style of music. My song Top Shelf for my Lyrical Liquor album kind of really viewed as like it sounds like a DJ quick type of song, and that's good, but, you know, man, I was being looked at more as a DJ than an MC, and I'm definitely more, man, I'm just an MC more than I am a DJ. That's all I can say. And there were other artists coming out that were using the name DJ Thief. So I went ahead and I changed it up. So I would say, I don't know, man, 2004, 2005, somewhere around there, I officially changed my name to Thief to High Priest. So, but yeah, many, many years of doing DJing, and that was a focal point of my shows as well at one point. So again, back in like the 90s, back in the 90s when I was performing regularly on a local scale, I used to have like two. It was the cool clique. We used to have a couple of groups, Pit and the Pendulum, my homeboy Smooth D Smooth. We used to do like shows, and they would kind of. Not trying to sound funny, they would like open up for me. I would have like two acts come on before me. I would DJ for them, and then I would be like the headliner, I guess. I would do my show at the end, and then I would come from behind the turntables, do my MCing, and then I also had, you know, I've always liked scratching over instrumentals, and the thing that I used to do in my shows was I used to do like a break where I would play Grover Washington Jr.'s version of Inner City Blues, which is an instrumental, and I would cut over that. So just has always been very enjoyable. So as I've kind of went on and on about the DJ aspect, back to, Blog Talk Radio, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed doing the shows. Looking back, I guess I've been doing, the first show was on January 12th, 2011. And, you know, the way this all kind of came together is that either I was a guest on someone's show. I was back in like 2010, in like the fall of 2010, I was a guest on someone's show. I was listening to a show, and it was just, I felt like it was very unprofessional. Like the host was like checking text messages during the show, and they had a lot of dead air during the show. And at the time I was signed to an independent label, and my boss basically at the time was like, you know what, I think you could do a better job. Let's start a Blog Talk Radio. Let's start our own show on Blog Talk Radio. So we did. The label ended up folding, and I ended up taking it over in 2012, I believe? Yeah, like 2012, like spring of 2012. I took the show over, and I rechristened it TDR Radio for Thief Dog Records Radio. And it's just been a lot of fun ever since. I've had a lot of great guests on the show, and I would really truly like to thank everyone who's been a guest on the show. It kind of works both ways. You know, thinking about it, I kind of did the math, and this is 100 shows. They're a half hour each. I've invested 50 hours in helping to promote up-and-coming artists, independent artists. I have had some notable guests on the show as well, and hey, man, you know, that's a good chunk of time, 50 hours doing internet radio. But at the same time, as much as I'm providing them with an opportunity, I have to have guests for a show. Again, this is very rare that I do a whole show just by myself, don't have any calling guests or don't feature anyone either than myself. But I just, you know, again, it being the 100th episode, it's kind of special to me, so I just kind of wanted to do it myself. But really, I do appreciate everyone that has taken the time, called in. It's been a lot of fun, and it's solidified a lot of actual friendships via the internet. These are mostly all people that I've met on Facebook, and I've checked out their music and reached out to them, and they've been on the show, and I've had a lot of enjoyable episodes where it was just really a lot of fun. The show itself is 100% unscripted. At times, that may lead to it being a bit unprofessional. I was telling an artist yesterday that I have a tendency kind of to repeat myself. I say man a lot. You know, I'm just being me. You know, I figured it would be, it's just more authentic. You know, I'm not trying to get Hot 97 or anything like that. So I just do it the way that I would. I try to make it a very conversational type of show, and that's what it's been, and that's led to a lot of just friendships and just great episodes that it comes across as two people having a conversation and not, you know, the standard scripted cookie cutter type show that is just I feel it's boring, and there's enough of that out there, so that's why I've done things the way that I have. Cut to a song right now, since back to the DJ. Hey, since we're reflecting on my time on Blog Talk Radio, this is a song that's called Time to Reflect. This is produced by me. featuring J-Roll from The Dying Breed. And it's kind of a real mellow track, man, so check it out. Don't go nowhere. TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, 100th episode special. And we'll be right back.
DJ Thief
and the gangster J-Roll.
One time, it's time to reflect. Deep in thought, the process kind of scary. Another life is born, another family's at the cemetery. And in between, we find our place in the line. See, we can get back the money, but never the time. Our mind is ingenuine, sometimes I think it's a flaw. I've been around the world in my mind, but barely left the crib at all. I'm holding tight, I know a change gonna come. I look ahead to the future, cause from the past I can't run.
I reminisce a lot. I used to run the block, meet all my homies back in the 80s when they first made lots. Pushed it out to us, cause we was slanging drugs. Used to be the gangsters on the corner with the messed up mug. Didn't really care your car, didn't really care your style. We just wanted that paper to stack it up and make it pile. But over the years, I lost a lot of dogs to the pen. And nowadays, I wonder if it's gonna happen again.
It's time to reflect. What's wrong and what's right?
There's only one love because there's only one might.
It's time to reflect what's right and what's wrong.
As we move along, even though some are gone.
It's time to reflect what's wrong and what's right.
There's only one love, I hope you feel it tonight.
It's time to reflect what's right and what's wrong.
Because we can't save the world in a 4-minute song.
I lost my brother and my dad in both the same year. I miss them dearly, shed a tear, wish they were still here. Sometimes at night I have a dream about my daddy. I wish I could erase the time I treated him so badly. And to my bro, I'm sorry that I lost your Cadillac. And when you needed me so selfishly, I turned my back. If I could bring you back with joy, I would bring. I might have lost the four wheels, but I still got the horseshoe ring.
I miss you closer, sister. Believe I've got your kids under my wing, and everything I do, you'll say they did. And as they grow, they'll be a ripple, just a reflection of me, a reflection of you, because the love we had is never ending. I know that y'all hate it, because it fuels me. And every day, those people who hate me wanna stop me. So I'ma say that I'ma do it for show. And not probably, I'ma make it reaching every goal.
It's time to reflect what's wrong and what's right.
There's only one love, cause there's only one life.
It's time to reflect what's right and what's wrong.
As we move along, even though some are gone.
It's time to reflect what's wrong and what's right.
There's only one love, I hope you feel it tonight.
It's time to reflect what's right and what's wrong.
Cause we can't save the world in a 4-minute song.
I took these lyrics deeper than the bass that's in your speaker. Cause life is more important than $200 sneakers. Although I like material things, don't like the fear that it brings. My mom was petrified every time the phone rings. Did another hype just break her son off for his gold rope? A junkie chase, a plane disgrace, a life with no hope. It's that important, then just take it and run. At 50 cents a gram, goddamn, it don't weigh a ton.
I lost a lot of homies, but now I'm back to real. I'm raising kids, and plus I don't live down there in the hill, where they be slaying crack, and everybody's mad. And ain't nobody got no love, they can't let it pass. If you step on the shoe, you know what they might do. Cock back that 45 and put a hole right through you. I only tell the truth, cause that's just what I see. And I believe that one day that God will change everything.
It's time to reflect what's wrong and what's right.
There's only one love because there's only one mind.
It's time to reflect what's right and what's wrong.
We move along even though some are gone.
It's time to reflect what's wrong and what's right.
There's only one love, I hope you feel it tonight.
Reflect what's right and what's wrong,
because we can't save the world in a 4-minute song.
Give a shout out to all those who have passed on to whatever lies ahead, the afterworld.
they wrong.
Yeah, they time go on, a lot of people get lost in the shuffle. And I forget about what it's about until I meet that time again. Sometimes you up, sometimes you down. But if you win, you shouldn't let it go out.
TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, 100th Special Episode Edition. That's the sounds of, that was actually when I was DJ Thief. Time to Reflect, featuring J-Roll from the Dying Breed. And, yeah, man, that's back in the days of my sampling days, man. As a hip-hop producer, you know, I'm a MC, a DJ, and a producer, and dabble in some graphic design in the later years of my artistry, but as a producer, I've always enjoyed you. The two main, first of all, again, sampling producer, man. That's the era I'm from. I'm an '80s rapper, but I really just started really getting into it in the early '90s, the production end of it. So SP12 Turbo with the Commodore 64 disk drive, crazy. And then I moved on to ASRX. And that's what I used for this, for that piece right there. Sampled a little Lattimore, and I actually added the strings that were on the ASRX and the little piano part I did by myself. So throwing a little musicianship in there as well. Hey, you know what? Again, I just want to thank everybody who's tuned in. I'd like to thank everybody on Facebook. Always got to plug the David Priest Bennett page. Like me. Like the Thief to High Priest page and add David Priest Bennett. And just like me anyway. I'm a fun guy like a mushroom. Put me on a pizza, serve me up. Ha ha. Crazy, man. You know, I always try to have some fun on the show, and I hope you've enjoyed the lightheartedness of it. I'm really going to be probably taking a break for the rest of the year. I'll probably see you guys back in 2016. Hey, man, I just put in 50 hours. It took me 5 years, but I just put in 50 hours. It's been a lot of planning, a lot of just a lot of time spent doing the show. So I'm going to actually take a break until the beginning of the new year, and then I'll be back and probably won't do them as regularly, but, you know, going to have some of the good people back and look out for a few new artists that I can feature on the show as well. So again, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Again, can't express enough gratitude for everyone that's made this all possible. We're less than 20 listens away from 5,000 listens. So, you know, modest success with the show, and I appreciate it very much. Out of here tonight, we're going to, like, go right back into some music and call it one. This is a classic funk mix. Again, back from, like, the year 1992, ambitious young guy in his 20s, just cutting it up, doing a lot of funk, and hope you guys enjoy this. In parting, as always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.